My soul is an enchanted boat, which like a sleeping swan doth float upon the silver waves of thy sweet singing. And thine doth like an angel sit beside a helm conducting it, whilst all the winds with melody are ringing. It seems to float ever, forever upon that many winding river, between mountains, woods, abysses, a paradise of wildernesses. Till like one in slumber bound, born to the ocean, I float down around into a sea profound of ever-spreading sound. Meanwhile, thy spirit lifts its pinions in music's most serene dominions, catching the winds that fan that happy heaven. And we sail on, away, afar, without a course, without a star, but by the instinct of sweet music driven, till through Elysian garden islets, by thee most beautiful of pilots, where never mortal pinnace glided, the boat of my desire is guided. Realms where the air we breathe is love, which in the winds and on the waves doth move, harmonizing this earth with what we feel above. We have passed age's icy caves, and manhood's dark and tossing waves, and youth's smooth ocean smiling to betray. Beyond the glassy gulfs we flee, of shadowed peopled infancy, through death and birth, to a diviner day. A paradise of vaulted bowers, lit by downward gazing flowers, and watery paths that wind between wildernesses calm and green, peopled by shapes too bright to see, and rest having beheld somewhat like thee, which walk upon the sea and chant melodiously.
All right, we start off a little bit awkward there before we experience the wonderful tones of Vincent Leonard Price Jr. Of course, some people know him as Vinny, but we all know him as Vincent Price. And that was his 50s rendition of poet Percy Bysshe Shelley's Asia from Prometheus Unbound, but we know that better as My Soul is an Enchanted Boat. And you originally can find that on a 50s era record featuring Vincent Price's renditions of Shelley. Conveniently enough, is called The Poems of Shelley. It's found on some audiobooks as well, too, over the years. And in the background there, what we heard was from the Flipper Psych Out compilation, which features old Italian library music. We heard Amadeo Tomasi with Suspense Magico N1. And Tomasi was a jazz pianist who played behind Chet Baker on his Chet Is Back album, which featured a lot of other European jazz musicians in the 60s. And then he moved on to doing film scores in the 60s, and he spent 10 years working with Pupi Avati, the director. He also provided music for hundreds of documentaries and television series. And over the past two decades, he's been the source of electronic material for Il Maestro himself, Ennio Morricone. So good evening, everyone. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired show here broadcast on UBC's Macabre Community Radio Station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be bobbing for apples until 9 p.m. here. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So Halloween is next Sunday. Normally we try to sort of tie it a little bit closer, but realistically, since the next show I have is November 1st, that is All Saints Day. So as you scramble for your last-minute costume or figure out your party plans, this will be the soundtrack to your efforts. And if Rob Privet says that this is the best show on CITR to make love to, wow, you're in for a fantastic 80-odd minutes here. So we're going to kick things off with an Albertan who moved to New York and became one of the pioneers in the electronic music scene in the 50s and 60s. His name is Bruce Hack. He was a prolific composer, and he did a wide span of wildly creative songs ranging lots of genres, focusing from children's to almost satanic music, and he invented his own sort of range of instruments as well, too, like a theremin-inspired thing called the Magic Wand, and something called the Dermatron, which was a device that worked off the natural conductivity of the human body. In 1970, he came up with an album called The Original Electric Lucifer Book. And several years after his death, there was a sequel that was sort of compiled based on older material. So QDK Media released The Electric Lucifer Book 2 in 2001. So we're going to listen to is Bruce Hack here with Stand Up Razorus.
He got it all together. He started with the soul. He cleared the eyes. He made them see. He made the body whole. Now some who saw, some who heard, couldn't let it pass. They didn't want the man to walk and trample on the grass. Stand up, Lazarus, want to get it on. Stand up, Lazarus, or once again you're gone. The smell of death was in the air, the hope of life was gone. You should have seen the way they looked when Lazarus was gone.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. The Vancouver Horror Convention, featuring dark art exhibition, visual effects makeup competition, gore burlesque, film screenings, door prizes for killer costumes, and local vendors of comics, posters, fashion, video, and more. Tickets are $5 at the door. There are no minors allowed. The Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Visit www.badbird.tv or find us on Facebook for more information.
Find that off last year's EP, Young Heartache, and that's through One Handed Music. And Boolean is the alias for London producer Nathan Jenkins, and he was responsible for last year's mashup album that took the Beach Boys and Jay Dilla together, and it has that nice sort of hip-hop and other, like, elemental bass thing there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is Mike White, and this is his alias called Fortunately Everything Dies. He was a graduate studies student at University of Western Ontario, focusing on popular music and culture, and I believe he was the campus radio music director for CHRW. I could be wrong, but anyways, he did a lot of radio out in London, and he's done a lot of industrial noise, experimental noise sounds as well, too. And his most recent album, which you could download through Bandcamp, it is a funny little compilation featuring a lot of movie titles as the song titles here, ranging from things like Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People, Troll 2, Frankenhooker, and then things like Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain, and Juana Man. So it's a great album, but it's just focused primarily on textures and whatnot. So what we're going to do
is we're going to play something off this. So this is Fortunately Everything Dies, and we're going to listen to A Night to Dismember. That was from Houston, Texas. That was 1,000 Cranes with I Am the Phoenix. And that is something that was unreleased a while ago. I'm not sure if it came out through the Indian Jewelry label or not, which would be rather convenient because the head of that label is brothers with the man behind 1,000 Cranes, and that would be Travis Kershen. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up, well, if we've been hearing these very industrial sounds, why don't we go with one of the most well-renowned ones, and that would be Coil. But, of course, since we don't really usually follow the script here, we're going to actually listen to a weird little side project that Coil did in the mid-90s, focusing more on drone music. And this would be the Black Light District. And originally this was supposed to be the first album of a trilogy of albums focused on, I guess a little bit more of the drone sounds, departing more from their industrial sounds after their psychic TV life in the early 80s. But what happened is that the song that we're going to hear actually did appear as accredited to Coil later on. And you can actually find that version remixed and released on the compilation Foxtrot. But off the 1996 album, 1,000 Lights in a Darkened Room. This is Coil as the Black Light District, and this is Blue Rats.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
We'll be right back.
And that was the title track to the Fear No Fear EP by the London trio known as The Detachments. And that's led by Lancastrian Sebastian Marshall O'Malley. And that's their only release so far, Fear No Fear. But they do have some dates in England lined up in November if you're going to be an old blighty at some point. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. And as you can tell for the past 35 minutes or so, or if you just tuned in, we are dealing with some sinister sounds here tonight in tribute for All Hallows Eve this Sunday. Hopefully you have your plans lined up, all the parties that you're going to, all the, hopefully the houses that you're going to trick-or-treat to, and not egg, necessarily, because God knows, the eggs could be better eaten. I know this now because my allergies to that are done, but hopefully you get to dabble in the darker arts this weekend, as opposed to me, because I'm working. Sad as it seems. But anyways, enough about my pathetic life. Let's listen to Appaloosa. This is a lyricist, vocalist, and Laura Cabe, and musician Max Krefeld. They both serendipitously met in Berlin in 2006, and Laura lived in Paris, and I think Max Krefeld came from London. And their reputations have been building over that time, and one benefit that they were able to capitalize on was that since Cabe was a former roommate of Chan Marshall, they did manage to open for Cat Power in a tour in 2008. So this song, I don't know if it's on their recent album or not, but you can definitely find it through, I believe, Kitsune as either a single or an MP3 to download. But in North America, I believe Italians Do It Better are their distributor. But here is Appaloosa with this year's song, You Will Never Hurt Me.
Yeah. Over the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Double Dragon, High Five After Sex, and Theo Wells.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
I believe that be the mark of week 7 of Shindig's 13-week extravaganza. So yeah, that will be tomorrow at the Railway Club. Before all that, we heard from Montreal. That was Suns, and that was Up Past the Nursery, which you can find on their album Zero's QC, which is a reference to the old band that they had. The name used to be The Zeros, but they took the Lao translation of the number zero to translate as Suns or Soons. It has two U's in it and an N. And they sound a little bit like older Clinic, and of course Confusing Things Up is actually grabbed the interlude off of Clinic's Visitation album there, those Liverpudlian Surgeons. They do have a new album out. It's a little bit more, I wouldn't say folky, but has a bit more of an acoustic sound in addition to their usual krautrock drone, and the latest album is Bubblegum. And I would be remiss to say that I did mix up a little bit of Toronto's Mantler with the Mass Grave promo that we heard earlier. And Mantler is a Toronto area musician focusing on the electric piano. He's a smooth player, very lounge style, great, great performer. And yes, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. We still have about another 45 minutes to go. And one thing I forgot to say at the top of the show and the hour itself is a couple of the soundtracks we're going to profile. The primary one is going to be Suspiria, but we have a couple of the little horror films and other sort of spooky sounds to bless your ears with. And what do we have next? We have a little bit of a Montreal flair here, but this comes via New Jersey and Portland. So Desire is another one of Johnny Jewel's projects, Johnny Jewel being one of the key musicians on the Italians Do It Better label. And it's in the same lines of his other projects like Chromatics and Glass Candy. And Desire features vocals of Megan Louise, who Jewel discovered when he was in Montreal, and he found her singing in a bar. So from last year's album, 2, like the Roman numerals, II, this is Desire with a bit of disco noir in the form of Don't Call. in the background. This is Microfilm with the song in a tribute to the Italian horror director Dario Argento. The Microfilm is the work of Matt Capel and Matthew Mercer, and they formed Microfilm in Chicago before they moved to Portland, Oregon. And the recent album they have is a compilation of their singles from 2006 to 2010, and they have some new material on their way. And coming up now is something from San Francisco. This is Water Borders. It's a duo of Amitai Holler and Lorik C. And they released the 12-inch Echo with the intention of creating an unsettling experience, much in the vein of the recent genre called Witch House, of which we've heard a few samples, but the next two songs that we're going to hear are very indicative. And this is a very voyeuristic type song. And I'm not sure if this is the Petals remix or the original, since I do some wonderful labeling with my MP3s. But here's Water Borders, and this is Akko. And in interesting news, someone forgot to actually load things properly here. So what we're going to actually do is we're not going to listen to that song at all, because I rock the house here. But what we're going to do is we'll listen to Witch House in another form here. And this is the 19-year-old named by Alec Kuhn, but he goes by the alias of Balam Akab. And this comes off the Seabirds record, which came out through Triangle Records early this year. And yeah, here's some Witch House by Balam Akab with Regret Making Mistakes, something I am doing currently right now. We'll be right back.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Originally from Australia, but now based in Iceland, that is Ben Frost. And off last year's album, By the Throats, we heard The Carpathians. And on that album, you'd also find the Icelandic string quartet called Amina, and then composer Niku Muli. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And now it is time for a little bit of soundtrack work here. And this will be in the form of a band originally known as the Cherry Five. But when they were called into action as replacements for Dario Argento's film Profondo Rosso, they decided to take a new name because they had just released an album, just to avoid a little bit of confusion. So they took the name Goblin, which most of us know for some other films that Argento has done. And when they were called to replace Giorgio Gasolini, they rewrote most of the score and they composed the famous theme, which we won't hear anything, at least from Profondo Rosso, because we're going to focus on the 1977 film Suspiria, which originally was supposed to be about a haunted elementary school. But over script revisions, it turned into a teen dance school. And it was the first part of a trilogy that Argento had focused on about mothers. Although, honestly, it was just about evil creeping up from somewhere. So we're going to start off with a narrative version of the Suspiria theme, which came out on a re-release of the soundtrack to Suspiria. The original one came out in 1977 in Cinevox. But a few years ago, there was a nice little, you know, remastering and all that. So Here's Goblin with Suspiria.
Thank you.
we started off with the narrative theme to Suspiria. Then we heard Witch. And in the background here, we're listening to an alternative version of the track Marcos. And this is all from Goblin's soundtrack to the 1977 horror film Suspiria. And the score has been reused in multiple Hong Kong films, things like Dance of the Drunk Madness and We Are Going to Eat You. If you listen to a lot of hip-hop as well, too, RJD2, Raekwon, and Ghostface Killah have sampled this extensively. Goblin, or Cherry Found, wound up with a rotating cast afterwards this film, and they effectively wrapped things up with scoring their last film for Argento in 1982, and that was Tenebra. And of course, the main theme to that is best known for being sampled by the French band Justice. There's some Exploding Head movies here. A couple little quick promos here, and then we're going to reach into the bag and find a track I cannot properly pronounce the name to. But our friends of CITR cards, that list has been updated. If you're along the drive, this is where you can get some discounts.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Few short minutes away, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9 p.m. here on CITR Vancouver, but we still have some Exploding Head movies to continue on with. And this comes off the Shutter Island soundtrack, which I profiled last week or the week before. You can tell my state of mind right now because I can't remember the past at all. And this is going to be the third movement from a very eccentric-sounding symphony piece, and this was written by the Italian Giacinto Scelsi. He was the Count of Avaya Valva, born in 1905 Naples, and he was a very unconventional kind of guy, like a lot of like other composers as well too. But in this case, he is an Italian. He also wrote a lot of French surreal poetry, and a lot of his music definitely explores very conceptual angles. So he's most famous for his 1959 piece Quattro Pezzi su una nota sola, which means it's four pieces for a single note, whereby four movements involve a single pitch being repeated but in different timbres. And this piece we're going to listen to was originally written in 1969, but due to the complexity of the piece, it premiered in 1987 in Cologne, just a year before Scelsi died. And this is what's known as Wauctum. U-A-X-U-C-T-U-M. I think it's definitely Mexican. I can't tell if it's actually Mexican or I forget what the indigenous language is there, but Waxoctum. This is the third movement. The subtitle is The Legend of the Mayan City Destroyed by Themselves for Religious Reasons. It features four electronically altered vocalists. There's an Ondas Martinot solo, Sistrum, and as percussion goes, there's a big 2-meter sheet of metal, a 200-liter can, and an aluminum hemisphere. And it's a five-movement piece, goes for 20 minutes, but do we have time for that? No. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the third movement here, which definitely builds up towards some foreboding. And then we're going to listen to a bit from the 1993 soundtrack to Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Thank you.
All right. We just heard Wojciech Kilar from the 1993 soundtrack to Bram Stoker's Dracula, and that was Hunt's Build. And in the background here, we're listening to Women, and this is off their latest album, Public Strain, and this is just the instrumental piece called Bells. And if you're going to the Biltmore on Saturday, maybe you'll be in costume, maybe not. They're playing there, along with new Sensei and Makeup videotape, so it should be a great show. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, as said earlier, it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And after some wonderful overnight programming in Mr. Walker's hands at 6 a.m. bright. Actually, it's not going to be that bright. It's going to be dark and early, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. It's going to be Pacific Picking with Arthur and Andrea. And if you've missed any of this week's show, you can easily grab the podcast as an MP3 file. Just go to CITR.ca, click on the schedule, and you should be able to download this track along with any of the other shows that have been appearing in my history. And if you get a chance, if you're big on the Witch House sound, there's an article in this week's Discorder focusing on this musical trend. So that's Discorder. You can find a copy online at discorder.ca. If not, just pick up a copy here on campus. So next week, we're going to be dealing with virtual bands, cartoon bands. We have a guest in. We're going to talk about some cartoon bands in honor of Gorilla's upcoming concert. And to close things off, we're going to listen to some people say, ooh. I think it's fairly pronounced O or OO, but it's basically lowercase O, uppercase O, repeating, things like that. So from their 2010 album, Dark as Night, we're listening to No Shore. So take care of yourselves, enjoy your Halloween season, and stay dry.
You are listening to CITR, FM and cable 101.9, or on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.